Well, the 2016 Rio Olympics are fast approaching, but Russia may not be competing. In November, the International Association of Athletics Federations voted to indefinitely suspend Russia because of widespread state-sponsored doping. And now the president of European Athletics, Sven Arne Hansen, doubts that Russia will make the necessary reforms in time to lift the ban for Rio. But without Russia, what will this mean for other nations competing in the Olympics? Mike Hurst is an Olympic track coach and News Limited sports writer of 40 years. He currently coaches the Australian Olympian Jana Pittman. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sarah.
Mike, what would Russia need to get clearance in time to compete in the 2016 Olympics?
Wow. A complete overhaul.
Big question?
It is a big question. Well, it's a simple question, but the answer is simple as well. If Putin stamps his foot, they can possibly get it done fairly quickly. But you're talking about a complete cultural change. Nothing from what I've ever heard about what goes on in Russia and before that, the Russia's client states, has changed since the days when the Iron Curtain was still in place. The state-sponsored doping was just a given, as it was in East Germany, which again was a client state of USSR, and nothing really has changed. So if you were told you must dope, then I guess you had to do it. You didn't perhaps have an option other than to cease being supported by the state system.
At what level does this problem in doping in sports start? Is it at a particular level? Is it coaches? Is it authorities? Who's to blame here?
It goes from the top to the bottom. It has to. It couldn't operate any other way. We had at the Sochi Winter Olympics most recently, WADA investigations found that there were state police supervising the testing process and ensuring that that there were no Russian positives, and the people who were doing the testing were very much under the thumb there, very much intimidated. And WADA, also the World Anti-Doping Authority, also found that something like 1,400 tests were destroyed when they shouldn't have been. The tests these days are kept for a number of years, I think 6 to 8 years, and or even longer. And as the testing becomes more sophisticated, often there is a retrospective punishment for those who were found to have cheated all those years earlier.
Mm. And just finally, Mike, what impact will this have on Rio 2016? You take a nation as big as Russia out of athletics. What impact will that have?
It'll have very little impact on track and field. There have been dozens and dozens of women, Russian women middle distance runners, who have been tested positive over the years. Their absence will be welcomed. There's only one real current world title holding male athlete, and that's in the hurdles. And it's unfortunate for him. But who knows whether he was clean. He's part of that system. It's a difficult system. The question is now really for the IOC to consider whether Russia as a whole should be banned from every sport. The most recent World Weightlifting Championships, there were 24 positives last month in America at the World Lifting Championships. 17 of those were Russians.
Mike Hurst, I'm so sorry. That's fascinating. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for speaking to us.